Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Holden Stearns, the CEO of Ace Industrial Supply, that faced unprecedented business obstacles caused by COVID-19. With the leadership of Stearns, Ace Industrial Supply fought back and thrived during a terrible economic environment. And Ace Industrial Supply, Inc. of California distributes wholesale industrial tools to a 275,000 client base. And that is quite impressive. And Mr. Stearns, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, what was your journey as the CEO of Ace Industrial Supply? Hit some of the highlights there, if you would.
Yeah. So back in 83, my father started Ace Industrial Supply, and really over the next 30 years built it up to going from his garage into over 200-plus employee business. And with that being said, ever since I was a little kid, I'm the youngest of I have five other siblings, or I'm the out of five, so four other siblings. And always, I was just the one that said I was going to take over Ace, whether that be because I liked tools or breaking things and fixing them back together using tools or whatnot, or trying to fix them back together. But just throughout my childhood, that was my calling. That was my goal. And throughout high school, you know, I started working slowly in the business, coming in after school, doing, you know, simple front desk things. And then soon after that, graduated and went to Cal State Northridge, where on my off days, I would come in and work with consultants and my father, who was the CEO at the time, and really just understand the business and learning the day-to-day processes and, I guess, earning my stripes, so to speak, as well. And throughout learning all the issues and inefficiencies, that's where I started making some decisions on really focusing on the sales side. That's what I kind of like to be in, the sales and those departments, rather than, you know, the warehouse and supply chain. And once I started making decisions that were beneficial and proved to be fruitful, I guess I started earning the respect of others, and I was still director or recruiter at the time, where I couldn't implement much change, but, you know, they took my advice, and then it was a learning experience. And after graduating college with my business degree, I became the vice president of sales. And when I became the vice president of sales, that's when I really started to implement change. Instead of suggesting things, I was able to have that control and implement things. And when I started terminating the individuals that weren't cutting it, and my dad really kept around for 30 years. I mean, he prided himself in never terminating anybody in 30 years. So after setting those ground rules of what is acceptable behavior, what's not acceptable behavior on the sales floor, I kind of stirred a little bit of things up, weeded out the negative people in the company and kept the positive people around. And in turn, we grew profits, we grew sales. And my father started slowly stepping back more and more. He wasn't fully retired yet. He was working 3 days a week or so. And when I started to prove that I got a handle on this, he was able to retire 2 days a week. And then the next year he did 1 day a week. And then Bringing me to 2020, my father named me CEO. He officially retired. And, yeah, I mean, the last year we did really good. We were up 20% in business. And so I feel like I've won my father's respect, and not just respect, but his credibility. So that's the journey that it took me.
I appreciate your sharing that on a personal level. In fact, it's really interesting, and there's a lot of takeaways that can be taken away from the journey that you experienced and how it all came into fruition. In fact, the part about you're having to let go people that your father never did or even considered firing or letting go, for a better term. I know my dad ran a business and had some of these issues as well, and in the same regard had a hard time or couldn't imagine letting certain people go. But you took somebody like yourself to come in and weed out those negative people and those that weren't making it happen. So good stuff right there.
It wasn't favorable for our bottom line profits. It was favorable for my father, because he didn't have to deal with that difficult situation. But once that difficult situation was dealt with, it was like we were breathing in fresh air versus breathing in toxic fumes on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I can feel it from here. You can fly now. You're free. Good stuff. Now, kind of shifting gears a little bit and adding on to that, you talked about weeding people out. Talk to us about the core values of business from your perspective.
Yeah. So in 2018, that's when my father was semi-retired, I implemented a system called EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating Systems. It's by a book called Traction. And really what it does is just gives you the basics of how to operate a company. And in doing so, it has you create some core values, a mission, vision, and all of that. And we didn't necessarily have core values for the first 35 years of doing business. So we added some core values, and we've tweaked them over the last couple of years, and we came out with four. And those four are doing the right thing, and doing the right thing for ourselves, the company, customers, employees. Respecting for ourselves, fellow employees, the customers, and the company. Commitment to each other, the company, and excellence. And then growth is our final one, and personally and professionally, growth.
Yeah, thanks for sharing some of those details on core values of business. Now, how does Ace Industrial Supply, also looking at customer satisfaction, how does your company work to offer customer satisfaction?
Yeah, so through our extensive sales team, we have our sales team makes up about 65% of our whole entire staff. And through that sales team, we offer over 7,000 items. We keep in stock about 4,200, but can offer so many different items. And how we offer customer satisfaction is through building relationships with those customers the minute we start talking to them. And the goal is to partner with these customers for life. Instead of having numerous people go through, each customer has their own sales rep. Instead of, for example, Home Depot, you go to Home Depot and you get multiple different reps to help you with a certain tool need or whatnot. We give that one-to-one, we give that one-on-one relationship that where we're able to make sure that we train our sales staff to take care of the customers and make sure that our sales staff has that knowledge and understanding for those certain tools to provide that service for our customers. Another thing that we do to make sure that we have that customer satisfaction is that we have a huge customer service team that we've really focused on this year. In the past, we haven't put too much emphasis on customer satisfaction because we relied on the sales staff. But now we've realized that the sales staff are really good at selling, and we need to have that support on the back end for maybe if a salesperson isn't there or whatnot. So investing in that customer service department has also helped us improve our customer relationships and ensure that we keep them happy and keep coming back to buy some more supplies.
Yeah, thanks for that information and input as well. Most helpful. Now, how do you plan on growing Ace Industrial Supply looking ahead? Give us some of the details on that if you don't mind.
Yeah, we actually do have some strategic things that are going to be I'm really acting on in the next couple months. But in 2020, we grew over 2019 by 20%. We're up 15 or 18% from last year. So we are growing at a pretty great rate, and we're not even where we need to be. And how we're going to get to where we need to be is by increasing our repeat customers and retaining those customers. So we've done a really good job historically when it comes to opening up new business, but we haven't really done a great job increasing the repeat business. So we're really looking at changing the pricing structure, looking at different ways to enhance the customer buying experience, whether it be through the process that they go through or through the channels that they're reached by. So we don't really do any email campaigns, we don't do any marketing, we just do telemarketing over the phone. So increasing the way we contact the customers and the ability to give them different ways of how to purchase from us and reasons to purchase from us is something that we're really looking at. It's because we have such a large staff, it's very hard to change on the dime. And so we have to put in place a 2-3 year strategic plan to increase repeat business versus it just changing it overnight. So it's not going to happen this next month, but over time, our goals will be achieved through these different things that I'm talking about.
Certainly sounds like a realistic and a good game plan as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Holden Stearns, the CEO of Ace Industrial Supply, Inc. of California, that distributes wholesale industrial tools to a 275,000 client base. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on and looking at community, what contributions or charities does Ace Industrial Supply give back to the community?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So in the past, we have a lot of returns that come back that sometimes don't make it to that resale point where the product might have damage or it might have a scuff mark on the packaging or whatnot. And because 25% of our business is in Canada, with all of the returns in Canada, we just donate to Habitat for Humanity. We realize that it's a good deed, A, and B, it's pretty costly to bring back some merchandise from Canada and hope that it's going to be 100% resellable. And that's what we've done in the past. And recently, we wanted to give back to the community, and we're looking at different charities that we could donate to. And we came up with we found a charity called Homeboy Industries. It's a charity where they give second chances to people coming through the prison systems and really turning other people's lives around. And so they offer a variety of different services. They have a bunch of bakeries, job search boards. They offer all these different things, and they need a lot of PPE, personal protective equipment, so they could stay safe during this pandemic. So we reached out to them, and they're happily going to come by and pick up a bunch of slow-moving masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, I believe it's a couple thousand dollars worth to fill their needs in the Southern California area. But it's just nice to give back to those people that really try to change the community around.
Well, that's tremendous how you're giving back to the community, and I'm sure the community is certainly appreciative of your efforts in those regards. One last question for you, kind of a double whammy, if you will. How many people do you have working at Ace Industrial Supply, and what is your best recommendation to encourage employee satisfaction?
Yeah, so we have about 300 plus employees. 200 of them are about our salespeople, and then the other 100 are administrative and warehouse. And I would say my best recommendation to encourage employee satisfaction is recognizing people for their contributions. I would say recognition is the number one motivator over compensation, and everybody loves to hear their name. And it's important to recognize people because it just creates that team camaraderie. That would be my best recommendation, to encourage employees and recognize them for their contributions.
Certainly got a lot of great things going on and a lot of success over the years and a lot to look forward to as well. Really appreciate your visit with us here today, Mr. Stearns. If listeners wanted to get more information, not only on yourself, but on your company, Ace Industrial Supply, Inc. of California, where's the best place to get further info online?
Yeah, our website is acetools.com, and we're always hiring for our sales positions. You can reach us online or call us at 1-800-223-3129. Yeah.
Again, folks, that website for more information is acetools.com. Mr. Stearns, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN and continued success.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Holden Stearns, the CEO of Ace Industrial Supply, Inc. of California, that distributes wholesale industrial tools to a 275,000 client base. And for more information, visit acetools.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.